Aliens from outer space are definitely appearing to humans on Earth. On June 25, 2021, the United States Office of National Intelligence even issued a public official report on unidentified aerial phenomena, or UFOs. And since then, the number of bizarre sightings and strange encounters experienced by teenagers, adults, and famous celebrities keep increasing. I live in Idaho, and the front page of a recent newspaper showed three spaceships. And here's the headline: UFOs over Idaho. Gem State tops charts of most UFO sightings in 5 years. I tell you, this is not fiction, this is real. There's even a popular app that people are now downloading onto their smartphones that instruct them how to follow certain protocols which open them up to direct encounters with extraterrestrial entities. And make no mistake about it, supernatural encounters are regularly taking place, and those who experience them are posting their stories on social media platforms like Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. These aliens claim to be from distant galaxies. They claim to be friendly, and they claim to be seeking the good of humanity. Yet their methods of communicating and many of their teachings are suspiciously similar to what has been happening for thousands of years in dark rooms where seances occur and where psychic mediums contact or channel the voices of spirits claiming to be the ghosts of dead people. Believe it or not, the Holy Bible forbids all such communication because God says that these spirits are not who they say they are. Instead, they are really highly intelligent, sinister, deadly fallen angels whose goal is to deceive us and to lead us away from our loving Creator and to destroy us. The Bible says that we should not follow any medium or spiritist or one who calls up the dead, for all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord. If you listen carefully to what these so-called friendly aliens are saying, you will usually hear them teaching the following three lies. Number one, there is no death. Number two, you are a god. And number three, Jesus Christ is not the savior of the world. Amazingly, these first two teachings are exactly what the devil, working through the medium of a serpent, first told Eve in the Garden of Eden. See for yourself. In Genesis chapter 3, in verses 4 and 5, when the devil tempted Eve to eat the forbidden fruit, the Bible says, "And the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die.'" In other words, there is no death. "For God does know that in the day that you eat thereof, your eyes will be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Thus, these two ideas, that there is no death and that man is a god, both come from the devil speaking through the serpent. Unfortunately, Eve believed Satan's lie. She ate the forbidden fruit and thus committed a terrible sin against God. And this is how the whole world fell into sin. And this is why the Bible says that we all need to be rescued from Satan, sin, and deception by Jesus Christ, the true and only Savior of the world. The last book of the Bible is the book of Revelation. And in chapter 12, verse 9, it warns us about Satan who deceives the whole world. In chapter 16, verse 14, it also tells us that they are the spirits of devils, working miracles which go forth to the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. At the very end of the Bible, the last chapter is Revelation chapter 22 and verse 7. Jesus himself says, "Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book." I urge you to read this book, the Holy Bible, so you won't be deceived by Satan and dark angels who are up to their old tricks. They may claim to be smart, friendly aliens, but they are really demons in disguise, trying desperately to pull you onto their side in their war against the Bible, against God, and against Jesus Christ, so you won't discover his love, his forgiveness, and his power, and so you will miss out on heaven and eternal life. Don't be duped. by these evil aliens. If you appreciate this video, make some comments below and say things like, I choose to follow Jesus Christ, not Satan's fallen angels. We also hope you will like, subscribe, and share this video far and wide. Thank you so much for watching.